next thing you know, Child Protective Services is at the door. And my wife and I, we were in love. We were best friends. And we were, like, telling the same story. And now where this thing has gone, it's a matter of 2 weeks. She's hiding somewhere in fear. And, you know, I'm just kind of in hotels and whatnot trying to figure out what to do. But I can't believe how they were able to turn that. You know, they came in and they told her, they said...
Walt from Fresno.
Walt. Hello. How you doing?
Good. Did you have a story to tell or a question to ask?
Yes. I just recently became a client of yours, I guess you could say. I had really no idea. I heard stories about a Child Protective Services, and it was just one of those things you'd hear, but we never had any relations with it, no problems in the house. One day I slapped my... I'm not going to say too much, but make the long story short, I slapped my daughter, and next thing you know, Child Protective Services is at the door. And my wife and I, we were in love, and we were best friends, and we were, like, telling the same story. And now where this thing has gone, it's a matter of 2 weeks. She's hiding somewhere in fear, and, you know, I'm just kind of in hotels and whatnot trying to figure out what to do. But I can't believe how they were able to turn that. You know, they came in and they told her, they said, he's a danger. They made that determination. And once they made that determination, she had to understand that I was a danger. And she had called out to my parents because she went to a shelter, and she's like, she wanted them to help because she didn't want to get a restraining order. And she said, I don't know who I'm supposed to be afraid of. I'm not afraid of Walt. He's no danger. Child Protective Services said they're going to take my children if I don't get a restraining order. Well, that went from now to like, well, maybe I do need a restraining order. She kind of started seeing the light. They asked her 9 times in the initial hearing, how are you going to protect your children from the danger? And she said, what's the danger again? You know, and it's abuse. And they're saying things like, well, I don't know how she's going to protect. And that's a huge word, evidently, in this law situation, you know, it's protecting the children.
Right.
Hey, so Walt, eventually, yes.
You have no idea that the social workers that you're dealing with are experts in manipulating situations to the way they want to go. I tell people, don't talk to social workers because you're just going to be manipulated. Earlier, someone was talking, I think it was the last call, where the social workers turned mother against daughter. I don't know if you heard that.
They're experts.
Yeah, they're experts. They're highly trained. And unfortunately, you know, they have a lot of power. And there's the old saying that power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. So you have to be careful.
What I found out was that they only have to think that something's happening.
Right.
Just get the idea in their brain, and they can take your children. I mean, no, they can take them. And then you're going to have to find somebody like Vince, I guess, to fight. And that's where I'm at right now, just hoping that, you know, we can get them back with names.
Well, we'll take care of you. Hey, Walt, I want to thank you for calling in. Keep listening, and we have to take our next break.
Right on. Thank you.
We'll be back right after these messages. Okay, this is Attorney Vince Davis. We're back. The Secret, How to Fight CPS and Win. On our Facebook live stream, Cynthia asks, what can be done when your state requires that the adjudicatory hearing must be done within 60 days max from the date of the petition? The children are still being kept in foster care, and they have not set the hearing until 120 days from the petition date. And then she says, also, who can you contact about CPS? The court's not following procedures in the statutes as such. Good question. The rule that you state, I think it's the rule in most states, but it's the rule in California. The problem is, Cynthia, we're having a pandemic. a global pandemic, and they have closed the courts. They are trying to figure out solutions, and these solutions are taking too long, in my opinion, and people like you are being prejudiced. I had this conversation with a client about 2 weeks ago, and the only thing that you can do, in my opinion, is you have to sue. You have to bring a civil rights lawsuit and sue the court system and try to make them do these cases at an earlier date. I don't know if you're going to have very much success with that, though, because we're in a pandemic. You know, they've closed down the state. In California, courts have been closed for a couple months now, and in Los Angeles County, I just saw an order from the presiding judge that they're not going to open up until June, you know, almost another month. So I'm not sure that we can really do anything, because just because your rights are violated doesn't mean that you have an action, because sometimes there's something that outweighs your different civil rights. For example, you know, they've closed down a lot of states and you couldn't go anywhere. That's an infringement on your civil rights, but it probably is going to be upheld as being legal because we're in a pandemic. You know, people are dying. So, you know, that's going to be a question that's going to come up in the future, I'm sure, in a lot of states, and who knows how they're going to rule. The other day in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court in Wisconsin, I think it was, held that the governor couldn't close down the state, and everybody went out, but, you know, we're all waiting for the other foot or shoe to drop, and, you know, that's a spike in COVID cases in Wisconsin. And more deaths possible. You know, I hate to see it. I hate to see people's rights infringed, especially when it's you're talking about your children. But, you know, it's one of those things. And somebody's going to have to decide that, someone with more, you know, experience and knowledge than me. All right, let's take another call.